Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this almighty peace in your presence and in your provision. And thank you for it. We really appreciate all that you've done and made us for, and that we can enjoy it. I think of Romans 8 that says that if we're spiritually minded, we can have life and peace. That thank you that that's a reality, Lord. We experience it every day. Thank you for opening the way to restore us into all that you originally intended for us, to be holy and blameless in Christ, in love, in the Father. Our lives are hid with you, Father God, in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you in the leading of the Holy Spirit. Bless this word now to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read Psalm 144, verse 7 and 8 from the TPT. Reach down from your heavens and rescue me from this hell and deliver me from these dark powers. They speak nothing but lies. Their words are pure deceit. Nothing they say can ever be trusted.
Hallelujah. We think of the readings yesterday. You know, Jesus came and he overcame all the deception, all the lies. It was there, he suffered at times. It says he grew perfect by what he suffered. So he turned to you in the midst of the squeezings, and then he came forth shining, Lord. So we understand that, and we know that from baby to young man to father, and totally just annihilated the devil in every way. He had no place in him. Because Jesus had all the Father's interest at heart. He came not to seek his own glory, but to bring the glory of the Father. And then knowing by his own words and that he came to seek and to save the lost, he died for us, he paid the price. And now he's got the name above all names. And why has he got the name above all names? Because all our names, we all find our life in him, our true life. We were predestined in him before the foundation of the earth. So he holds the ultimate name, and that name is Big Brother, Lord, Counselor, not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. And so praise God now, because of what has happened, because the seed has died, fallen into the ground, we can get tapped into Jesus and into the Father. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. In him we live and move and have our being. Why? Because we are co-heirs together with him. And that's the beauty. And I think of 1 John. He says the whole world is under the power of the evil one, caught up in the deception and the lies. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And this we are seeing. And it's from the dark world, the demon world, the kingdom of Satan. It starts with the kings of this world, the global elite, and then it filters down to everyone who loves money, who loves power, who is deceived. And this is where we're sitting now, and we can see it. And there's many that are seeing it now. But and so all they know about is about fighting and about cursing. But that's not no answer to that. The only answer that the Satan and his powers are greater than ours when we're outside of the new covenant. We're outside of Jesus. And so they all got to come to that place. And the word goes on. 1 John 5 verse 19. It says, but the Son of God has come to give us understanding, to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, and this is the God quality of life. So Jesus came to show the way, the truth, and the life. And now that we are co-heirs with him, we're born again, we are spirit-filled and spiritually minded, we have got the answers. The readings we've just gone through now this morning is that he says, rescue us from this deception, from this darkness, from this this hell on earth, when you're just caught up in the world and you're caught up with the dark powers. And this is exactly what Jesus has done. We are now blessed with every spiritual blessing, just as we were predestined. So everything has happened for us to wake up and to stand against this deception. And what do we stand in? We stand in the great and precious promises. The great and precious promises say that no darkness will overcome us. No evil will overcome us. The great and precious promises says we are healthy, wealthy, blessed and anointed, filled with the power of God. But you see, if we're not going to agree with this, why would we agree with this? Because we are totally separated. This is not a part-time thing. This is a reality that is full-time. This is a relationship that is full-time. Every day we're taking up the cross and reminding ourselves what the cross has done. It's dealt with our sins, dealt with our past, dealt with everything that Satan brought into this world through disobedience. And we are now raised with Jesus, citizens of the kingdom, blessed with every spiritual blessing, answers for problem, light for darkness. So guys, that's the case. Amen. And today again, so now we can follow Jesus because we're taking up the cross. We are reminding ourselves of what has happened, who we are, and the right standing. We now have righteousness by faith. So be blessed because you are blessed, and arise and shine, following Jesus, working together with him. We are now the fragrance of God, the fragrance of freedom, the fragrance of peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Be blessed because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.